Afternoon, it's 1 May 2026, and we've got 5 stories that matter for robotics and physical AI this week. Big picture. The headline tech is interesting, but what wins on the floor is operational reality, latency, throughput, traceability, and retrofit pathways.
Let's start with IIoT access control, shifting from door locks to an operational node. The idea is access decisions becoming real-time inputs to industrial systems, not just a badge that opens a door.
The breakpoint is latency. If your access check adds tens or hundreds of milliseconds unpredictably, you can't rely on it for safety interlocks or synchronous machine control. That turns the problem into an edge compute and networking design question.
So deployments that matter will be defined by deterministic networks, local policy evaluation, and clear latency budgets, not AI marketing. Teams need to treat access devices like regular OT nodes, firmware lifecycle, monitoring, and predictable failover.
Switching to fulfillment automation, investors love the vision of AI-enabled warehouses, but the real tests are throughput, accuracy, downtime, and how operators actually work with the robots.
You can have great perception models, but if pick rates drop when SKUs change, or if the system can't recover from a blocked dial, you lose the ROI. Change management and operator training are as important as the model.
One practical point for fast growers: design deployments that scale incrementally. Redundancy, graceful degradation, and clear manual fallbacks keep operations running while you tune performance.
On procurement automation, the audit problem on the factory floor isn't paperwork, it's preserving end-to-end traceability across approvals, budgets, suppliers, and installed firmware and parts.
That means procurement workflows must emit machine-readable records, signed manifests, versioned BOMs, supplier attestations, and link back to MES ERP so a robot's component provenance is retrievable in seconds.
Practically, that requires integration work, immutable logs, cryptographic signing or trusted attestation, and policies that map authority to budget codes. Otherwise, audits become manual archaeology.
Japan Airlines humanoid pilot at Heinda is a useful real-world experiment. It's phased across 2026-28 and will answer whether humanoids can survive live passenger environments, not just lab tasks.
Key constraints to watch: charging and swap logistics, routine maintenance, human acceptance at busy gates, and legal liability when a humanoid slips up. Those operational costs will decide scalability.
For pilots, metric discipline matters. Uptime, successful interactions per hour, mean time to repair, and cost per assisted passenger. If those don't beat human alternatives, it stays a PR exercise.
Eternalag's trolley is the kind of pragmatic on-ramp I like, a robot-ready platform you can use now and retrofit later into a harvester. It's not selling full autonomy, it's buying time and compatibility.
Growers want immediate value, lower labor strain, simple retrofits, and clear interfaces. A trolley that integrates with existing workflows and sensors lowers the adoption barrier and lets teams iterate toward autonomy.
Deployment advice across these stories: standard interfaces, API-first design, and human-in-loop modes make systems resilient. Build for observability from day one so you can tune latency, throughput, and traceability.
Synthesis across access control, fulfillment, procurement, humanoids, and agritech, the common lesson is operational realism beats futuristic claims. Success depends on clear performance contracts, lifecycle planning, and integration discipline rather than one-off AI demos.
That's our roundup for today. If you've got a deployment story or a metric set you swear by, we want to hear it before the next episode. See you next time.